Next, David shares his knowledge of the practices of asceticism and renunciation and how you might start applying them in your life if you choose to.
Well, renunciation, its most obvious form, is the renunciate who withdraws from the world and either joins, let's say, a holy order, which formally renounces everything, vows of poverty, etc. You can become a renunciate by becoming a hermit. And I was something of a renunciate for a while. I just walked away from the world and lived all by myself. The more subtle and more effective way is inner renunciation. Inner renunciation, you renounce the values that you've projected onto the world. Oh, if I was only handsome, only if I was only rich, only if I was only famous, if I didn't have this, if I didn't have that. So renunciation is really an internal denial and seeing through the illusion that the source of happiness is outside yourself. Because the renunciation is within, it doesn't make any difference if you have or don't have these things, because their significance and their meaning has been renounced. So you then see having more money as really a convenience, and other than a convenience, because once you have pleasure, you have pleasure. So whether it's a 25-cent donut or a $25,000 necklace, it's merely a transitory pleasure. All they can give you is transitory pleasure. Now, once you learn how to experience the pleasure out of the sheer awareness of your own existence, the source of your own existence within yourself, is an ever-present sense of joy and pleasure. So there's nothing to gain from the world. So it isn't so much as renouncing the world as declining it, because there's no gain to be had in it. Asceticism is renouncing the supposed comforts and pleasures of the world, to go barefoot into the wilderness and live on nuts and berries. That's the ultimate hermit, historic way to renounce the world. They do it as a statement. And, of course, with renunciation, you find you really don't need anything from the world. As I say, I lived alone for a long time, and I would have a piece of cheese in the refrigerator. Piece of cheese, and a Diet Pepsi, period. That was it. And so we say, well, there's nothing to eat in here. I said, well, I've got a piece of cheese. A friend of mine came over and brought an apple. So I didn't have any furniture. I bought a cot in the dime store and slept on that, and I put a box next to the cot. That's where I lived for some time, and got a couple old blankets at the Goodwill. Anyway, he brought over an apple. So the two of us looked at the apple, and we said, wow, we'll have that for dessert tonight. Split that apple. We'll have that for dessert tonight. Wow. When you don't need anything, you don't really need anything. I keep telling people there's nothing I need or want. And they keep giving you things even though you don't need or want them, you know. What can you say to them? I don't need or want anything.